Rusty Quill presents.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Previously on Planet Arcana.
When last we saw our three fools, Riot was in Lux Booker's office attempting to end their professional relationship. But she was prevented from doing so through whatever sinister power Lux holds over her. Rather than accept her resignation, Lux gives Riot an assignment. Attend a party on Teaspoon's behalf. Make Lux look good. And acquire information on a lake house from Bon Bon Vibrato Solmazate. Though Riot is cautioned not to approach Bon Bon directly, but rather enlist the help of one of her companions. Unenraged, Riot returns with Celestine and Crater to Sister Mary Viable, where they meet back up with 13, who provides an inside scoop on which specters are connected to Uncle Edict, and therefore which creation points are compromised. After a night of relaxed revelry, Celestine requests that Riot help him prepare for their upcoming CGA performance. And thus it was that Riot led the damn good on Wilds in their very first rehearsal. The crew, nay, the band, determines that Celestine's talents lie in the spoken word, and he'll spin the audience a folk tale. The tough-as-nails Crater Wayne will tackle heavy topics with heavy music. And Riot herself will surprise the crowd with an uncharacteristically vulnerable acoustic number. With their roles set and the jam session underway, the fools are transported together into Celestine's memories, where they witness him expertly playing the piano alongside his forgotten companion, Quintessa Sombra. Later on, Crater excuses himself to take a walk alone, time which he uses to contact Pacemaker and report that he's been feeling more run down than usual. Pacemaker performs a remote checkup and provides a perturbing prognosis for our aged steam android. Between the stresses of adventuring and the physical toll of traversing the networks, Crater Wayne has about a year to live.
I can hear you. I am listening. I can hear the cacophony
coming from all across the Fifth Kalai.
Oh, how I miss you, my dearest darling. I miss
the clockwork,
the neon,
the networks.
Metropolises, these verdant, desolate biomes. Oh, the fun and games we have planned.
But always with
the promise that we are on a blinding path of success. You will be tried.
You will be
compromised. I repeat, we've been compromised. But do not despair.
will see the world.
You will
know Planet Arcana.
You will find
all it takes is a friend.
All it takes is perseverance.
All it takes is a little sweat.
All it takes is a key.
It was a day of preparation, a day of unwinding, of letting off as much steam as you possibly can with the circumstances being as they are. And as Crater comes back from his walk, perhaps a little reticent and withdrawn, you all take some time in the hermit room to plan your next steps with the upcoming Minglescapade looming.
Can we get that full name one more again?
Oh my god, absolutely. Hold on.
I can't believe you can't remember it off the top of your head.
You plan your next moves with the VIP CGA Gala Presents VIP Minglescapade Extraordinaire for VIPs looming at Kaleidoscope.
I was just taking in that name again.
There might be some VIPs there, heads up.
It would be great to get some info on that guest list so we know what we're walking into.
All right, so from the pamphlet invite / event description that you received from Lux, you can see a few notable names, some marked as judges, some marked as investors or donors, financiers. Teaspoon's name is on there, though you know from the Breaking Scoop and from Lux himself that she won't be attending. But among the other names are included Patricia Tremolo, Bon Bon Vibrato Solmazate, Yeehaw McGraw, Uncle Edict himself, Lux Booker is on the docket. Lozenge will be there, Bardera will be there. And those seem to be the names that pop out at you from the list. So it's going to be a real who's who.
In the bottom corner of the invite, there's a little circle with like a portrait where someone's kind of like popping out of it. And it's Barks. And it says with special guest Barks.
Yes.
And it just looks happy.
Special guest.
Is there any mention of a Rob Dylan?
Roll me a pure luck check.
Pure luck.
10 and up and Rob is there. Or 11 and up.
Wait.
Just lie.
No. I can't believe this, but it's 10.
Oh, oh no. Oh. Rob is too wanted right now.
Canceled at the last minute.
Yeah. God.
Such a Rob move.
He's burglaring.
Robber Dylan. Only targets Dylans.
It's in the name.
That's right.
What did you expect?
Well, this is a daunting situation. I don't really want to have to go through with fellows.
Can I just say, like, this time around, I'm kind of glad that we're going in with Riot and not you incognito. You know, so like maybe like, I don't know. I think we might be welcomed if you're there, you know.
Maybe. Takes the edge off anyway, not having to keep up a disguise the whole time.
Yeah.
And just to be clear, this event that Riot needs to go and make an appearance at is the same event where someone needs to try and get some info out of Bon Bon.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Ms. Riot, I think for your part, the best thing to do is just go and do what you do and keep Lux happy. And that should keep the attention off of Crater and myself. And we can fish around and see what we can come up with, whether it's with Bon Bon or with Edict.
Yeah, if you're sure you can take that on, that'd be great. I trust you. I just, you know, the whole thing, it's going to kill me to say how happy I am with Lux to all those people, but I have to do it.
Well, every time you do, just picture in your mind putting a bullet through his shiny metal frame.
It warms the heart, don't it?
It sure does.
Okay.
But that's a problem for future us.
I mean, it's pretty immediate future.
It's a couple days, you know. What do we want to do with today?
Do you want to go check out this Orville Redenbacher fella?
Dr. Eau de Toilette de Dal.
That's it.
Yeah. Isn't that what Crater just said?
I think so.
Orville Redenbacher.
I like this Orville Redenbacher motherfucker.
Oh my god.
But yeah, that sounds like an entertaining trip at the very least.
Yeah, maybe we can pick up some supplies that might help us at this party, you know?
Mm-hmm. Agreed. It did seem like the ad we we heard was hinting, maybe not so discreetly, at the fact that there might be something less than legal available.
Well, I think that's right up our alley then, isn't it?
It's precisely our alley.
Down the alley of somewhat illegal, you dive.
Back up the elevator, you head, probably uncomfortably so, back up to Sector 9, the very top of the city and where Lux's office lives. Oh boy. where his building was born. Okay, let me just take that from the very top.
It was exquisite.
Back up the elevator you go, back up somewhat uncomfortably back to Sector 9 where Lux's office is, and you enter the pay zone, the very top of the city. Fanfare bots, fanfare as you exit the elevator, and the air is once again crisp and dewy. It's so pleasant up here, especially coming from the very bottom of the city where you're trudging through a little bit of soft ground and a little bit of water, and then you head to the top of the city, you can see it all, and there's light clouds just barely obscuring your view. It's beautiful up here. You follow some conspicuous signs towards Dedowell's office, sort of away from the edge of the cliff where Lux's office is. You head to the heart of the pay zone, and you find yourself outside the offices of Dr. O. de Toilette Dedowell. You enter, and the waiting room of Dedowell's office is aggressively white. Windows line one wall, and the others lined with portraits of Dedowell himself, shaking hands with his most notable and famous clientele, as well as a clinical chart of asses, sorted by material and size. What at first appears to be an aquarium behind the reception desk is actually a massive glass water cooler, in which floats a mélange of cucumbers, strawberries, dragon fruit, and lemon slices. At the desk sits a sour-looking human woman, her posture rigid and her demeanor judgmental as hell. And you see written on the nameplate in front of her is Sherry Margarine. She's on the phone going, Sherry Margarine? Yeah? Oh, Dr. Dedowell would love to talk to you, but he's just swamped today. Yeah, I'm taking the message right now. Yeah. Hello, Sherry Margarine. Oh, he really wants to come and take this call. Yeah, I'm taking the message right now. Okay, thanks, bye. And between calls, she sees you come in, and she puts her hand to the receiver, not unlike Connie Mayonnaise, and she just looks at you, and she's like, hi, how can I help you?
We saw an advertisement for this place and thought we'd swing by to check it out.
Okay.
We're looking for some stuff that might be not on the regular shelves, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Yeah. So Dr. Dedowell is so very busy right now with the extra patronage for CGA, so no openings for like another season or so.
I take out a stack of gold and put it on the counter.
Yeah.
How much?
What constitutes a stack?
Yeah, be specific.
Here, give me a sec. I'm going to double check exactly how much I have.
It's going to be another, like, Riot style all the money dump.
Yeah, I'll put, like, just a stack of, like, 400 gold on the desk.
Is this for me?
This is to indicate that we are very much willing to pay, that we have funds that we're looking to spend. We can spend them here, or we can spend them elsewhere.
Make a persuasion check.
Heck yeah. 12.
Inspiration.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, what's the dice for the bardic inspiration? D6, okay. And that is a 14.
Okay.
Better.
Not much.
Yeah, what's this, like 300-400? Oh, that's really nice. Like I said, Dr. Dedowell is so busy with the extra patronage, but thank you so much for stopping by. Maybe I can put you in for an appointment in, 6 to 8 weeks?
I stack another 2,000 on the counter.
Oh my God.
What about now? Now, to be clear, this is not for you. All right.
Make another persuasion check with advantage because it's a significant amount more money.
That is a dirty 20.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, now we're talking. Listen, Dr. Dadawa might be able to squeeze you in. We just had a cancellation, right? And she, like, holds the receiver up to her face, and she's just like, hello? Yeah, sorry. We're going to have to move your appointment back, like, 6 to 8 weeks. I hope that's okay. Slams down the phone, and she's just like, I think he can see you right now.
I sweep all the gold coins into my pocket. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad that we came to an agreement.
She's already back on the phone, and she's just like, Connie, yeah, sorry. There's these people, and they're just like, they came in from a recommendation. Isn't that wild? And she talks to Connie Maynes on the other line.
Connie Maynes!
and points you towards the opening, the office itself of Dr. Dadawa.
Now, you said that there were a bunch of, like, the most high-profile clients, pictures of the high-profile clients on the wall. Do we recognize anybody?
I think Riot probably would recognize them. It's no one, like, of note to the, like, cast that we have right now.
All
right. But certainly Riot recognizes them as, like, there's definitely going to be some people at the party tomorrow night that are on the walls here.
I thought you were going to say that Shirley Riot is on the wall, and I was like, what?
Sure.
My butt.
Are you?
Have you met Dadawa?
I don't think so. I think I've only done mechanical augmentations.
Fair enough. That's legit. Actually, you know what? Everybody come up with a name for me. I'm going to put it on you guys. Each one of you give me a name of a rich sounding person in the Fifth Collide.
Oh my God. Look, it's Joey Hazelnut. This dude ate 400 hot dogs in under 2 minutes. Hazelnut.
Oh my, is that Ace Thunderspeed? He is the fastest driver I have ever heard of. He's oh my God, he's the most famous person to ever come out of the Good on Wilds, except in you, of course, Ms. Ryan.
Oh, and is that Ricky Neptune? Biggest butt in Aqua Catch?
Now we know where they got it.
I thought that was natural.
Oh my God. This is a who's who of celebrities, eh?
It sure is.
Biggest butt in Aqua Catch.
Ricky Neptune.
Hot dog. No, that hot dog was a real cultural landmark.
What's the real guy's name? Joey Chestnut?
Yeah.
That's really funny.
There's a real guy?
Yeah. No, there's a real guy named Joey Chestnut. He's the champion of hot dog eating.
Yeah. So beautiful.
He's the bad boy, I think, or something, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't he do, like, the stomach pumping motion to get it down?
Yeah.
Why don't I know these things?
We will talk all about this on Recharge. Don't worry.
I
will give you the scoop on competitive eating because I've been following the drama in this for years.
I am so looking forward to that.
Unbelievably stoked for that. You have no idea.
All right. So as you take note of the famous people on the wall, you head into Dadawa's office. You enter into a room even grander than this waiting room, though still as aggressively white. Only a couple windows, and they're on the sides of the room because, of course, this building is built into a cliff, like most buildings in Paragarden. There's a very fancy warm wood desk, which sits behind a familiar face. Though the good Dr. Dadawa is a cloud android with a typical build, he is distinct in his construction. Beneath his pristine white lab coat, his entire shell appears to be made of a similar warm brown wood, which is varnished and gleaming, complete with a classic wooden Ivy League haircut. His movements emit an elegant sound, not unlike wooden wind chimes.
Mm. Well, hey there. Welcome. Come on in. Sherry told me that I had a cancellation. So glad to be able to fit y'all into my schedule today. Wow.
The pleasure's all ours. This is a pretty sought-after place to be.
Well, I'm hoping the pleasure will be yours. Hey, what can I do you for?
Is there like a menu or something? what is it that you can do?
Well, I don't know if you saw my wall of asses outside. That would be considered my specialty. Although Sherry did mention that, wow, y'all seem to be after something a little different. What can this silver fox do for you along those lines? Unless you're looking for asses. Wow, I've got all kinds of asses.
I mean, I think Crater would just turn his hips and, like, show, don't worry. I've already got an ass.
Dang, big boy. You're going to put me out of business. Wow.
May I ask, what kind of ass did you give Ace Thunderspeed?
Oh, well, that's confidential information. I can't just go around telling everybody about all my clients' asses, but I can tell you this. It's built for friction, baby. Wow.
Wow, indeed.
Tell you what, though, if you're just looking for a little extra oomph in your boomph, I do have some injections that could, well, mechanically speaking, up your AC. Wow.
Oh.
Well, my boomph could use a little oomph now that you mention it.
Is it permanent?
Oh, baby, I guarantee it.
Is it safe?
Who cares?
Well, why don't we sign this NDA and then we'll talk about that. There's two of them, wow.
There's two of them.
Each. Hey, now, let's not worry about things like permanency or safety. Let's talk about money. It'll be $1,750 for one AC and $2,500 for plus two. All injection-based, of course. Natural, organic injections.
Okay. That sounds very tempting to me. I would like to know what other services you provide before I commit to an AC upgrade.
All right. Well, if we're going to be talking about, you know, some of my more precious metals, if you catch my meaning, wow, I am going to need you all to sign this NDA first. One for each of you, and then there'll be one for each of you after.
Can I do some kind of, like, insight? Or, yeah, like something, or even, like, a detect magic on these contracts just to make sure that, like, we're not signing away anything more than, you know, our ability to talk about this?
Sure, yeah, you can do
that. I feel like that's an intelligence-based check to read legalese.
Uh-oh.
Can I help with this? I think I might have something that would help us. Can I cast Comprehend Languages on the
Oh my god.
Includes jargon.
Oh my god. That's a brilliant use of detect languages.
All right. What does it say, Crater?
I like the idea that Crater, like, it in part of casting this, takes out just like little half moon spectacles.
Yes. Yeah. Oh.
And so an ex parte participant. Okay.
Yeah, you start to read the jargon, Crater. And in fact, like, as you're reading it and you cast the spell, the words on the page start to disappear. You notice that the spell is kind of just like getting rid of the fluff of the whole contract. And by the time the spell has been fully cast, you've read it over, there's basically like a few sentences that are just like, it's essentially just promising confidentiality of Dr. Dedowell's extra services and a liability waiver, of course.
All seems above board, and I sign it.
Glad to hear it. Wow.
I'll sign mine too on that recommendation.
All right.
Absolutely. And then I'll hold a copy down for Bark to put his paw print on.
Oh.
Yeah, Bark. It takes a few tries. They like rip the first contract. He rips it up, but just a bit too enthusiastic with the paw, but you managed to get a good old paw print down.
All right, Bark, I really hope you're here to take me up on my offer of dog ass. You know, I'm looking to expand. But we want to talk about some of my more uncommon metals here. Okay, well, let me tell you a little bit about what I got on stock right now. And he goes into his desk and he brings out just this collection of metallic looking stickers. You recognize one as the same as drop silver. All of these other ones have different images on them depending on, you know, the nature of the drug. So what you have in front of you is drop silver, which is an instantaneous feather fall. Quicksilver, which is haste with no concentration, but you get an exhaustion point at the end. Hot silver, which is advantage on charisma checks for 1 hour. Fraud silver, which is impersonate the voice of someone you've heard for a duration of 10 minutes. This one is more illegal than the others. Fae silver, typically applied to unsuspecting target, forcing a game of truth or dare. recipient of the stickers affected by zone of truth / suggestion.
Oh my god.
Strobe silver, turn into a living glow stick, baby. Neon emanates from your body for 1 hour with a similar effect to caffeine in terms of alertness. So you're going to get 1d8 plus 1d8 to initiative. Fraud silver is the most expensive at 2,500, and then it ranges all the way down to 250 for the likes of drop silver and strobe silver.
So, yeah, we got a range of silvers and prices.
Oh, boy.
And then, of course, there's the injections, baby.
The injections.
Is it a maximum of 2 injections?
Well, they're different injections, you see. So I would not recommend applying them both. Wow, that would just be quite the ass. But
what happens to the ass if you apply both?
That is not covered in the NDA, I'm afraid. And let's just say it's messy, real messy.
A messy ass.
A messy ass is a terrible thing.
No, it's not what you're looking for.
After a rough night of a couple pitchers of Caesars, I can show you a messy ass.
Oh my God.
Cut that. Don't keep that. Keep
it. I've had a few late night Caesar messy asses myself there. No judgment here. Wow.
Okay. The face silver, it seems really, really fun. The hot silver, so the advantage on charisma checks for 1 hour, we're about to go to a party where we need to schmooze. That's very true. That might be a good thing to have. Like, do you have an ability to have advantage on charisma checks? Already?
In fact, I do.
Okay.
I can just upcast enhance ability on all of us. And that it's the same thing. It lasts for an hour. So we can save a little gold on the hot silver.
Y'all already hot enough, huh?
Well, is there something to be said about you saving a spell slot like in the future or something? Like,
yeah, I mean, like it's one of those things where it's, you know, I got a shit ton of spell slots that I never end up using them by the end of a day. But, you know, we don't know what will come right after the party. So 300 gold's not a ton. I also wonder if having a Quicksilver in our back pocket specifically for Crater, because that's some extra attacks. Haste is kind of wild.
Yeah.
The face silver is really good though.
Yeah. I'm going to get a +2 to my AC and then something, I think.
Yeah, I think that's me too.
What are you thinking there, Riot? Any of these calling to you?
My main thought is that I only have 180 gold in my pocket.
Oh my sweet love. I have money for you.
Okay. Is that okay?
I don't have okay, hold up. What are you thinking of getting there, Riot?
Oh,
I have 4,175 72 gold.
Yeah, I mean maybe
where'd all your money go?
I don't remember, but
Jim International spent it all.
Oh, Jim International might have, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But I don't know if this is like, I feel like I'm trying to combat my like personal tendencies against my characters. Cause like regular me is like, oh, well, like don't get anything. It's very expensive.
Yeah, absolutely be stingy with your fake currency.
Yeah, exactly. Very expensive.
I have Sleezers to pay. And tips to give on behalf of Crater.
Yeah.
These are a lot of plates of nachos for sure.
Yeah. And guac is not included.
Yeah.
Never is.
I mean, the fae silver is very fun. Also, like the strobe, it's not so bad, eh? Like, getting an extra bit to initiative. Yeah. It's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
how is your AC?
It's only 14.
Okay. Well, that's the same as me.
Yeah.
That's me too.
We could get armor on our asses.
Definitely intend to armor up my ass.
Well, me being the like melee guy, like up in the fray constantly, I think I need to spend 2,500 and get the +2. I think that just makes sense for me. Mm-hmm, I got 1,600 left over for you, Riot, whatever you'd want to spend on.
I can toss some money Riot's way as well. Here's another thought. Is there any way that we can trade on Riot's celebrity to get a little knock off the price, little discount?
I was wondering that.
Riot goes on the Wall of Fame.
Oh, I'm prepared.
We can do a sponsored shirt during CGAs.
Oh, oh my God. Little sponsorship.
Wow. Does Dadal get in on these residuals?
I think Dadal can get in on whatever kind of soft promo he wants.
Yeah, well, you know, my lips are sealed if they need to be, but I gotta say, having your picture on my wall and my buzz about your ass on the lips of Paragarden citizens around CGA, well, that...
Your ass is gonna be on everyone's lips.
Oh, maybe.
3 asses coming out of this office, going out and being famous in Paragarden, why... How could I say no?
Is there a chance we could do the ass upgrades for free? Like, we're walking billboards for you.
Hey, now, I'm offended. I'm talking like a 5% discount at most.
5?
Yeah.
Oh, did we let?
No, don't you give me that look there.
I like turn around and wiggle my ass a little bit.
Oh, no. Oh, God, this is so difficult. It's like a beautiful blank canvas. It's like the perfect ass to inject.
Okay, make a persuasion check, and you can do it at advantage if you... because at this point you're just offering to be asses on display, right?
Yeah.
So if you got something more, I'll give you advantage. But as it stands, it's a persuasion check for now.
I will wear a Dr. Dedowell's crop top T-shirt on stage at the CGAs.
Dedowell literally drops his stethoscope. He's like, how now that? Now that's a real flirtatious offer. How? Well, with that, I mean, I might be willing to go more than 5%. We'll see.
Yeah, make a persuasion check at advantage.
Okay. Okay. It's a 29.
Fuck yes.
Does mine ask to see me? Did I just hear you say that you'll wear a Dr. Dedowell crop top on stage at CGA this year? And now is that an offer from all three?
Well, I'm not sure I particularly look good in a crop top per se, but what about some chaps?
Plenty of room in that cowboy hat of yours there.
The cowboy hat, huh?
Just think of it. Dr. Dedowell presents this cowboy.
Sold.
All right. Well, and you over there, I mean, I'd be happy to put my name anywhere on that body of yours.
Yeah, you can put it anywhere on this body that you like. Just not the face.
Those are the magic words. All right, babies, hold on a second. Let me do a little mental math. Wow.
Greater, greater, greater. What about the ass? What about on your ass? Okay. Juicy, doctor.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I will make it a priority to have your name on my ass in exchange for a very, very generous discount.
Oh, I think you're going to like what comes out of my mouth next, because the number that's going to come out of my mouth is 25% off. Yeah. Wow. Clip out.
That is pretty good. Crater, I am surprised that you made that offer, though. I can't believe that you would let this man take credit for what your maker gave you like that.
A little bit of maker and a little Dedowell makes for a magic ass and a happy time for all.
Okay. So
25%. Now, is that off the ass upgrades or the entire stock?
29 is fucking bananas. You can have, it's 25% off the entire purchase.
Fuck yeah.
Baby. All right. It's math time.
Yeah, I know. That's an odd. Okay. All right. So I want to at least get a plus one for Riot and a plus two for me.
Okay. Celestine, what do you want?
Celestine's got a chunk of gold. Celestine's definitely going to get a plus two to AC because I'm a fragile boy.
Break out a fucking calculator here.
Yep.
If I could borrow $100, Celestine, then I can get two.
Oh, of course, Ms. Rye. You take whatever you need. Absolutely. I've got plenty.
Okay.
What else would be helpful for us here? I mean, obviously, injections in the ass is priority number one. But do we want some of this Fey silver? We are about to attend a party where getting information is kind of the game plan.
Might not be a bad idea.
Do you happen to have enough for a Quicksilver too?
Let me see. That would be another, so that'd be another 1,500 total plus.
It's riveting podcast right now.
I know, right? Next, we're going to do our taxes.
Now we're going to split the bill in detail.
That's right.
What is playing Dungeons & Dragons if not an elaborate game of imagination taxes?
Yeah. Indeed.
All right, so yes to a Quicksilver, yes to a Phase Silver, and yes to a 2AC upgrade for me.
Oh my god.
I'm good if I get the 2AC. I think that's good for me.
Like, literally pick a potion. Still got some spending cash.
I'm not sure what to do.
You were into the strobe silver.
I was.
Get it.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Fuck yeah. I'll buy you a strobe silver.
Okay.
On me.
Thank you. I will get a strobe silver. Thank you.
Okay. So, on my end, for 2AC, a Quicksilver, a Phase Silver, and a Strobe Silver, I'm spending $3,625.
Damn.
Okay, and then on Creator's end, you're spending $2,500.
Okay, I got a plus two AC, and I'm also just going to buy myself a Hot Silver
as well.
Nice. It's
better to have it.
Dr. Dedowell watches as you all discuss and hand money back and forth. Like
he's also like just getting out and prepping like the most enormous needle. But it doesn't hurt. All right, I'm ready for the ass ejections. It's just a little tickle.
Stick it in.
Hold my hand.
All right.
I'm a little afraid of needles. Is this going to hurt?
Now, why don't three of you line up and just bend over that one operating table over there, and I'll just do it in line up. Like, pluck, pluck, pluck. It'll be over before you know it. Just a little pinch.
Okay. Let's do that. Should we line up?
Yes.
Biggest to smallest? Smallest
to largest?
Yeah.
Fine, sure. Let me go first. All right, do it.
All right, now, I want to thank you for trusting me with y'all asses, and you each feel like a a very quick pinch.
Oh,
very dignified. Wow. And I just want to thank you for trusting me with your asses. And he holds up a mirror so you can all scrutinize your asses. They just look very plump and shiny. It's
definitely. Is this swollen?
But like in a good way. Now, you're not going to want to sit on those for 2 weeks. No, I'm joking. Okay, they're ready for action.
Action.
As many sleezers as you can fit in there.
That. How do you drink a sleezer?
A sleezer enema?
Have you ever done a butt chug before?
Butt chug and a sleezer.
Welcome to Bear Garden. Wow.
Butt chug and a sleezer.
Spicier so the spicy. Better, right?
Far too spicy.
Oh my god.
Well, it's fun to be broke again.
It's fun to be even richer than before. Yeah.
All right. Well, doctor, thank you for being in.
In all of us, really.
Yeah. I feel intimately close to you at this point.
I hear that a lot.
I feel like, good. Good. Well, you enjoy our money.
Now, hold on a second. Hold on. Can you just take a picture of me and Riot here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Now, shake my hand and be real impressed now. Say Dedowell.
Dedowell.
That's a copyright term now. Oh. I'm just saying. It's fine this time, but just so you know.
Okay. Never again. Sorry. Never. Pleasure doing business with you, doctor. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for the ask.
I don't suppose that you could, I don't know, maybe... It's just, I would love to meet Ace Thunderspeed and get an autograph or some such. Oh, no, that was stupid. I shouldn't impose. He's your client and all, but, oh, my, it was just such a shock to see him on the wall.
Well, I can send you regards if you like.
Oh, that would be magnificent. Yes, no, tell him that... Tell him Steve says he's his biggest fan.
Steve, huh?
I'm just going to give him a pat on the shoulder like a good job, kid.
Well, I'll let him know.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I'm so happy that you dropped in. Wow.
Well, we'll be seeing you from stage, doctor.
And I'll see you from the front row, naturally.
All right. Bye.
Great.
Bye.
Hello, it's Jay, one of your DMs. I'm briefly interrupting the show to tell you about our Patreon because I have to assume if you're listening to episode 40-something, you're probably enjoying the show. And if you're enjoying it, well, there's even more show to enjoy over on our Patreon. We do an entire other show called Recharge, which is our talkback show in which we discuss the episodes and tell fun stories about ourselves. It's always a good time, and I don't think I've ever left a Recharge recording without cry laughing, so that's what awaits you. Also, on our Patreon is a mail club. If you sign up, you get a monthly handwritten letter from one of us. It's nice, and we love connecting with our friends and fans that way. We unfortunately have to cap the number because there's only so many letters we can write, but keep an eye out for some openings. And, of course, if you're supporting us by listening, reviewing, telling your friends, we appreciate you so much. Every download counts for a little show like ours, and we can't thank you enough for being here. All right, that being said, back to the show.
You exit Dedowell's office back into Sector 9, the pay zone. Before we go any further, Celestine, you notice that in all the counting money and deciding on what drugs you were going to buy from a plastic surgeon, you realize that you missed a text. There's a little beep on your pip.
This is terrifying because there's exactly one person I could think of that would be texting me.
Oh, do you think?
I pull out my pip and look at what I assume is a message from Cake.
It's a message from Cake. And it's and it reads, "Can we meet? I have something important to discuss with you."
Oh my God, is she pregnant?
Well, if she is, that's not my problem. Do you think she somehow heard about my juicier ass? I will not reply at the moment. I'm going to think about this for a bit.
No, Celestine, I'm not even sure this is a good idea for the whole party, but I think it'd just be kind of fun. Just throwing it out there, we have the option of maybe like she could be like a plus one to a party. We can show her a good time for a night.
Oh, Crater.
And it would piss off Beefs a lot. Look, and like that brings me a lot of joy.
Okay, I am with you to that degree that it would piss off Beefs, and that is a wonderful thing. We have enough to worry about without me having to take care of Cake all night. If I bring her to this party, is there going to be time for me to do literally anything except look after Cake? And are we putting Cake in danger? This is my concern. We've already involved Cake in our nonsense so much, and I will consider it, because the woman deserves a night out, but...
Again, I'm not sure it's a good idea for our party, but it would be a lot of fun, and also, she kind of, like you said, she kind of deserves to have some fun. Be a VIP for a night. It'd blow her mind.
Leave no trace.
Leave only but footsteps.
I'm not leaving my footprints behind on Cake. Oh my, oh my. And I'm very flustered and confused. Let's move on. I'll think about this. I'm not texting Cake back right now.
Fair enough.
Yeah, super fair.
The text hangs in the air, unanswered, but unread, at least. I don't know if that's better or worse.
It's almost definitely worse.
It's worse.
Is there anything you'd like to do before we go to the VIP gala, to the VIP CGA gala presents the VIP Minglescapade extraordinaire for VIPs at Kaleidoscope.
Is there any way that we can, I don't know, what, Ms. Riot, what are these things like? What should we be expecting? Presumably you've been to stuff like this before.
How
easy is it going to be to get close to Bon Bon and others?
True. They might be frightfully engaged with so many people. So that's going to be the main issue, is just the sea of people trying to get at them. So that, you know, I don't know, they might have bodyguards. They might have like a certain station where they're set up that is even more VIP than the VIP itself. But I think for the most part, they're going to want to be mingling with the people at this party. I think the CGAs is a perfect time to access them, because they are going to want to be accessing all they can. So I think we'll be able to get at them, and we're being close to people at this thing is not going to be a problem. I tell you that. So I think anything that we can do to kind of arm ourselves for the overwhelm of whatever this manic nutso event is going to be, I think we'll be better for it. Just be prepared.
I'm going to try to apply a lesson that you taught me the other day, where I'm just going to try this thing called confidence.
Yeah.
Talking into this.
Yeah. You
know, like, I'm performing at the CGAs. I belong here.
Absolutely.
And hopefully people will see that.
They don't deserve you.
Fuck. Yeah. I'm the drummer. I don't need to be the face of the band. I could be cool in the corner and like still confident, you know?
You know, I have a trick for this kind of thing that a friend taught me one time, is right before you walk into a space or a room or whatever it is that you need to be so confident in, you go up to the mirror and you be like, "These motherfuckers don't even deserve your time. You are doing them a favor." You rip all those people in the room to shreds and build yourself up just to yourself. No harm done. But it really does the trick.
Okay, I'll try that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I know we're kind of going to this party on kind of like nefarious terms, and like, you know, it's not great circumstances where we're kind of being forced to by Lux. But like, let's try to have some fun.
Yeah.
You know, it is a free party.
It's true. Will it be open bar? Probably.
I fucking hope so.
Almost certainly.
Yeah.
You get 2.5 drink tickets.
Oh, great. 2.5. Is half good for half a drink?
Yeah, that seems about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just says go fuck yourself.
So, to be clear, is the party tonight?
You had said that you went the day before, so you do have like a day. So
got a day. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it was three nights from when I talked to Lux,
exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
we can fast forward to wherever you'll want to be, though.
Maybe I should message Cake back. Maybe before this happens, we should message Cake.
She could be a beef shield.
Oh my god!
In more ways than one.
This is not right. all right. Okay. After some time to think about it, Celestine will message Cake back and just say, where would you like to meet?
You get a
how'd you spell meet, sorry?
You get a message back pretty quickly, and it's just the words outside Misty Misties outside Missy Misties ?
All thumbs up emoji. When?
Wow. That's cold.
I want to set some expectations about what this is going to be like. Okay. And then when? ?
You get the text back ASAP.
Oh, be there in an hour.
Boy, oh boy.
Okay.
All right. Well, you two are going to be close by, right?
Yep. We'll be.
Yeah, of course. Chaperones.
Chaperones.
No, that's a different character. Yeah,
that's right. There is someone named Chaperone. I can't use that term like that.
There's someone named
that
everything.
That's trademarked. That's true. All right. I will say I'm nervous. I don't know. It's hard to tell anything over text. Can I roll an insight check on her text?
Yeah, sure. At disadvantage because it's over text.
11.
Sounds urgent.
Yeah, all right. All right, well, okay. I've told her be there in an hour. I want to get there like 20 minutes ahead of time and kind of scout the area to see if like we're being set up, if she was followed, anything like that.
Ooh. Make an investigation check. You all can if you're all doing this.
Please, yes, help me.
Oh my god.
Because that is a nat one for old Celestine.
Oh,
I am far too nervous.
Sweaty.
Sorry, I'm gonna reroll because my 20 landed on three other dice and landed on nothing.
Cocked.
Landed on a point.
Celestine's just looking like underneath cobblestones. Just so nervous.
Lifting up cobblestones.
Just like chain smoking joints.
I got a 17.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I had a 9.
Riot, you feel pretty confident. You're watching Celestine do a horrible job. Crater, I guess let's just call it like Crater assists you in looking around and using his expertise of like, you know, like his expertise of like criminals hiding stuff, and like between the two of you, you kind of know what to look for. You look around, you don't see anything like bugged. You don't see any indication that like anybody's expecting you. You feel pretty confident that like this is exactly what it looks like, which is a meetup with Cake, whatever that means.
All right. Well.
Okay. Well, you're all clear.
Yeah.
Okay. You two just I guess be around the corner. Just be close by. Be within earshot, please.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We've got you.
Hey, Celestine.
Yes.
Brush your teeth.
Oh. True. Generally a good thing to do.
I'm incredibly self-conscious about my brain. I go and like find the nearest like fountain or you know waterfall runoff and do a quick teeth brush.
Could use those icebreakers right about now. That's all I'm gonna say.
The icebreakers. Oh my god. Oh my god. The icebreakers would have been a nightmare.
You had arrived perhaps a little bit ahead of the hour that you gave to Cake in terms of a timeline. You understand the business model. You cannot enter Miss Eustace again to wait for cake. And so you do just what you said, wait outside. And finally, I think you can probably hear Wellington before you can see cake.
Oh.
Being like, Mama, God sent a really important message on my sports ball game. Go!
Don't worry, honey. We'll get back to it as soon as possible. Just Mommy has to take care of something very important.
Mom, can't even go back in here. You already had a first day here. Jeez.
I know, honey. Just give me 2 seconds.
Oh, no. He's growing up to be just like his old man.
He's going through puberty. Oh, no.
Oh. I just need to talk. Oh, Steve. Wow. It's so nice to see you.
Celestine takes his hat off. And a pleasure as always, Cake. Wellington, how are you? And Celestine holds his hand out for an awkward fist bump.
I think Wellington like goes for a handshake and then he's like, oh, right. And then like fist bumps. And he's like, I don't know. I'm all right, I guess. Mom, can I go take some, go to the gazebo in the back?
Yes, honey. Do you need some money? And she passes him $100.
Yeah, I guess.
Some $100 to take to the kissing gazebo.
Yeah.
It's just, that's all kinds of wrong.
She's vacant. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, man.
All right. Thanks, Mom. And then he looks at Steve. And I'm going to be right around the corner and back super soon.
Way too soon
to try anything funny with my mom.
I assure you, there is nothing funny about any of this.
He's already gone.
Steve, I was going to suggest that we go in here for a first date, and then the funniest thing happened, I remembered that we've been here for a first date. Oh, funny.
Yes. Date.
Yeah. Anyway, I should keep this brief because Wellington is just so restless today, and, well, it just doesn't matter. We've got lots going on, but, Steve, the funniest thing happened. I went to visit Beef's yesterday, and she walks towards you and takes your hands.
Oh my stars.
And you feel something in her hands.
Fuck. I don't even open my palm. I don't even open my palm. Does it feel cow-shaped?
Yeah, it's, wouldn't you know it, it was just sitting right on top of his desk and you had asked me, and I'm so glad that I was able to do this for you.
Oh my, I am extremely grateful to you, Kate. Celestine's trying not to throw up. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
You've done magnificently. But here's the thing.
Haven't I?
You have so much. But Cake, I have been thinking about our first date for some time now, and I must apologize to you. It was wrong of me to involve you in any of this, let alone the way that I did. This was not something that I should have asked of you, and I even though you have done so remarkably well, I think that perhaps you should put this back where you found it.
You see her eyes go like cross-eyed for a second. I don't know that that's such a good idea because Beefs didn't want me to take his things.
Right. Okay. All right. All right. Well, I'll end the gash.
You watch as her body, like, I don't want to say convulses, that's too strong, but like her shoulders kind of like slump forward for a second and her head drops a little bit and her hands in yours go slack. And then she just kind of like rights herself and she's just like, huh, funny. I have my husband's ring. Are we here for a date?
Actually, Cake, I was gonna see if you wanted to come to a party. Yes, yes.
A party? Oh, it's so interesting that you would say that because actually
my husband Beef's got this invite to a party tomorrow night, and he was like, oh, we don't have plus ones, and that's just fine. He's so busy and so important, and I understand completely, but the fact that I get to go to a party too is just, well, that's very exciting for me. What's the party?
It has a very long name that I have difficulty remembering, but VIP is referenced several times.
Is it the VIP CGA Gala presents the VIP Minglescapade Extraordinaire for VIPs at Kaleidoscope?
That was very well said, and yes, it is exactly that.
That's the one my husband is going to. Yes, well, of course we should go. That would just be the best time. Then I can spend time with him, but I don't have to be his plus one. And you and I can just get to know each other a little better as friends.
Yes, absolutely. We will get to know each other better as friends. Perhaps you, Beefs, and I can all spend some quality time together.
Oh.
Jesus.
That sounds very nice. I'll have to talk to my husband and see if he's
I have an idea. Why don't we just make it a surprise that you'll be there?
Wow, that sounds so nice. And you know what? Any surprise that I've tried before that he hasn't liked, there's nothing that a good lemon steak won't smooth over. So that sounds really nice. And Steve, you know, we can get to know each other as friends, but now that I've, you know, we've been through something, you understand? You know, I did some favor for you I don't really understand, and we came on. All I'm saying is that there's room. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I
think. Do you want a lemon?
Do you just carry lemons around with you?
Of course. It's the most important meal.
All right. Okay.
I'm running out of weirdness for cake, so we should wrap this up.
I will absolutely take a lemon. Thank you so much. And I suppose we can just meet at the event tomorrow, and you can come on in with me, and we'll see how that goes.
Steve, I'm looking forward to it more than I've looked forward to anything in the last, 10 or 20 years.
That's a shame. That's a real shame. Oh, my stars. Okay. Well, you just take that ring, and you put it right back where you found it. And once again, my deepest apologies for how our last meeting went. That was not right of me, not who I want to be. And I look forward to making it up to you by showing you a good time tomorrow night.
Steve, one last question.
Yes?
What's your favorite color?
Is floral patterned a color?
It is now.
And she winks awkwardly.
Okay, if she doesn't show up in a floral patterned dress, I'm going to make assumptions about what else she's wearing that's floral patterned, and I'm already uncomfortable.
Socks.
That's so wholesome.
Oh.
Well, Steve, if you need anything else, you know how to reach me.
I do. I thank you very much for everything you've done, Cake, and I sure look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
She nods and starts walking away.
Oh, my stars.
Having forgotten that her the person that she came with is still inside.
Yeah, maybe after a second, Wellington comes like careening around the corner and is just like, what did you do with my mom?
Kid, your mom left. I don't know, okay? Just bug off.
Oh my God, what the heck? Mom! Mom, I'm out of money.
Is that possible?
And they away.
Oh my God.
I'll come out of the shadows. Rejoin. Join Celestine.
Celestine just
like a slow clap.
Slumps onto the against the wall onto the ground.
I don't. Every time I don't know what to do. And then I dig deeper, and I'm really in it now. Really in it, Crater. She's coming to the party.
You know, when life gives you lemons, show it a good time.
Show it. Hey, now, you have a little more respect for her than that. Oh, my.
Hey, she goodness. Likes it, my guy.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she had a thirst in her eyes.
A thirst, yeah. You say?
And only a tall glass of Celestine can quench it, I guess.
Oh, my stars.
Did she, from what I gleaned, did she give you what I think she gave you there?
Oh, very much so. She absolutely did, which almost was a big problem, but I have released the spell that I had on her, and it doesn't seem like she's going to, give me up to beefs or anything like that, so I think we're okay in that department, but I just felt so poorly about how I'd treated her, and I wanted to make sure that we stayed in her good graces so that, we remain safe enough from beefs, and I didn't know what to do but invite her out tomorrow night.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, she's gonna have such a great time away from the family.
The family's gonna be there. Beefs is gonna be there. I'm gonna be there with Beef's wife in front of Beefs.
I see. Okay.
It's a bit of a problem.
It's a bit of a wrinkle.
It's a problem. It's a real problem.
Fun, but a problem.
I mean, it'll, at the very least, lead to some wacky hijinks.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if it's too late to go back and get a complete facelift from Dr. Dedal, become somebody entirely different, and just run from all of this.
Is that what you think a facelift is?
Yeah, they just lift your faceplate off and then put another faceplate on. Is that not...
New face.
Yeah.
Just a new face. They just lift it right off.
You're right. Yeah, sorry. You're right.
Well, that deeply revelation-filled encounter with Cake complete. The date is set, the date being tomorrow. You will be meeting in front of the kaleidoscope for Christ's sake. You will be meeting in front of the kaleidoscope for the VIP CGA Gala Presents VIP Minglescapade Extraordinaire for VIPs. And with hearts half full of excitement and half full of doom, you prepare yourselves for the party and make your way to the elevators the following night and rise up once more to Sector 9.
All right. Since this is a new day, I'm going to just really quickly do my Cosmic Omen again. Ooh, that was a nat 20. So this is a wheel day.
Ooh, that bodes well.
I suppose so, yeah. I think that is probably good for what we're about to do. Adding D6s is good.
As we're in this elevator going up, can I just like look at myself in the reflection?
Mm-hmm.
And then, these motherfuckers don't deserve you. You're a fucking man.
Yes.
Damn right, Chris. Damn right.
I'm going to take a minute to look at myself in the mirror too, because I'm wearing a fucking sick suit that I got my hands on.
Oh.
It was actually dropped off via sponsorship. There's somebody in Paragarden who makes finely tailored suits, and I am wearing one that perfectly fits my newly swollen behind.
Nice. That's perfect, because I was just about to make a quick outfit check and see what everyone's wearing to the party.
I'm wearing a black tie.
Like, nice. Just a black tie?
Just a black tie.
That's right, yes. Yeah, I think Celestine is more or less wearing what he usually wears, but everything's been like pressed very nicely. All the edges are very sharp, and I think maybe instead of the usual bandana around his neck, he's got a bolo tie.
Oh, fancy
I love a bolo for you.
I've been saving this for a special occasion, and it's got a little like star where it comes together.
Our little bolo boy,
that
is, that's what Ma used to call me.
Well, looking dapper, up the elevator you go, almost to the very top, this time to Sector 8. Still the pay zone, just not the very top of the city. Ads cycle between CGA promotions, of which you catch a few glimpses of actually old Riot promo pictures and Teaspoon's bright smiling face, and other services the city has to offer, most recognizably now is of course Dr. Dedal's sort of vague yet thinly veiled ad. Out of the elevator to a fanfare yet again. But instead of heading deep into the pay zone, you make a quick turn towards the waterfall and walk into the mist. There are a few small businesses behind the waterfall here, mostly patioed cafes and restaurants where people are eating fine pastries with tiny cutlery. And finally, you arrive at Kaleidoscope, so-called not only because of the exterior regal and almost psychedelic color scheme, but as you turn to look through the water at the city, everything becomes a bit fractaled, very dreamy,
Inside, everyone is dewy skinned from the mist, and there's a fresh smell of nature and fresh cooked foods. Leafy vines climb every wall, and the patterns are a surprisingly elegant mix between psychedelic and dark tropical. A server dressed in a sharp floral button-up and dark trousers hands you a small towel and a glass of champagne upon arrival. You've arrived at the VIP CGA Gala presents VIP Minglescapade Extraordinaire for VIPs.
At Kaleidoscope.
Well, yes, and you're at Kaleidoscope.
Wow. All the stops. I feel like I don't belong here.
Oh, Ms. Ride, if any of us belongs here, it's you. Well, Bark. But
Bark really belongs here, yeah.
I mean, his name, his picture's right on the pamphlet.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm picturing at one point, we're just going to look over to a corner and there's going to be like half a dozen women just like in a half circle around Bark, and he's got his paws around their arms and doing lines off a table.
Whoa, boy. That escalated. Yeah.
Bark's got challenges.
I think Bark is wearing a matching tie with Crater.
Oh, amazing.
Fuck
boy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Speaking of people that you see, there's a lot of people here already, even though you've kind of arrived on the earlier side because, Riot, of course, you're expected to work this event. So you did arrive, you know, somewhat on time. You see a lot of people that you recognize. For starters, you see Bon Bon and Patricia slowly floating through the crowd and saying their hellos to everybody, literally everybody. As they pass, they seem to recognize and even know something personal about everyone. They're excellent hosts, and you've experienced that before, but they're even better guests. I think the only other person you notice right now is Lozenge, who is sort of shuffling around the room, looking still deep in their 170s in age, and wearing the exact same outfit that you saw them in last time.
Of course.
Lots of ruffles, lots of lace. They just kind of, they're just that age where they just do whatever the fuck they want. But of course you see one more person that you recognize and are, you know, expecting to see. At the bar stands a floral dressed woman. Pretty elegantly looked. Her hair is all like done up in a perfect bun as it normally is. And she is chatting with a couple of Diplos, actually. You recognize them from like the Diplo building that you were in, and they're dressed in like sharp suits, black tie sort of things, and she's just chatting them up. She's got like a nice looking fruity cocktail in her hand, and she looks like she's having a nice time.
Well, let's go put an end to that.
hold up. Before we do, come here, you two. And I grab Riot and Crater's hands, and I expect that we're all gonna end up going our separate ways, but I wish you both the best of luck with what we got to do tonight. And I cast enhance ability at a fourth level, so we've all got Eagle Splendor for the next hour.
Wow.
Advantage on all charisma checks.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, Steve, I know you wanted to get a word in with Bon Bon at one point. You want me to grease that wheel and I can bring you in?
That might be a good idea, or alternatively, since you already have a relationship with Bon Bon, of sorts, what we're trying to find out here is what I'm trying to find out for myself is whether or not Bon Bon is a maker, of any sort. I wouldn't know even how to bring that up, but
sure.
If you have any ideas, oh, and of course, the assignment was about a lake house.
You have to find out where the lake house is.
I'm glad to hear this, because I'm assuming that shifts the duties of an edict conversation onto your shoulders, which I was trying to avoid this entire time.
I must admit, I think it makes the most sense for me to be speaking to Edict. Now, specifically, what is it that we need from him? We need to know about unregistered androids and parts, but should we in any way let on that we know what he's up to with Rat and whatnot?
Oh shit, I was on the phone with Pacemaker yesterday. Or 2 days ago.
How is Pacemaker?
He's doing great. I was just checking with him. He was saying that at the creation point, like every fourth kid was walking through with Rat in their possession, but they weren't taking it, and they were saving it for something special, quote unquote.
Something special. like the event at the end of the year that Edict thinks is important.
Could be.
I mean, that information dropped on him could lower his guard enough to accidentally let some information free, I think.
That is a good point. All right.
And Celestine, do you want to give Cake a good night? Do you want, like, I feel like you also might just really not want this. Am I wrong?
I owe Cake a good night. I have been ungentlemanly with Cake, and she is a kind person, and I should treat her nicely tonight and ensure that she has a good time, because who knows when she will have another.
What if, and I'm just going out on a limb here, this is total speculation.
Oh God.
What if something in her marriage unlocks if she were to confront this man and meet him where he is not letting her meet him and stand up for herself at, say, a party that she wasn't invited to? What if you pumped her tires a little bit, got her to confront him, and that passion, that love for each other that they had when they first got married, what if that comes out?
Ms. Riot, that would be ideal. That would be wonderful. I wish good things for Cake. I mean, fuck beefs, right? But if at the very least Cake were to be happy in a way that did not involve me, that would be wonderful. If you think that that might work, then I could work toward that end.
That woman needs to have more self-confidence, self-respect. She needs to stick up for herself.
Yes. Okay. Well, I will do what I can. And failing that, I will just try to see that she has a nice night for a change.
Is that something that I could do, or is that just like this is...
Oh, my fucking... any help that you can provide.
I'm just thinking, amazing. I don't have any like, what if, you know, what if Crater / 94, you take on Bon Bon, Celestine, you take on Edict, and I'll take on Cake.
Oh my God. I was really hoping that's where this was going.
Can I hold out a hand towards Riot?
Uh-huh. I'll take it.
I'm gonna slip Riot two things of rat.
Oh.
Just in case, you know.
Okay. Thanks, baby.
Okay, well, Ms. Riot, shall I introduce you to Cake?
That sounds wonderful.
Wow.
Let's get this show on the road.
Right. Crater, best of luck to you.
Okay. Well, break. Love you guys.
Love you.
Let's start with Cake and Riot.
Okay.
All right. Shall I go make the introduction?
Please.
I'll catch Cake's eye from across the room and give her a little nod and a wave.
Steve, oh wow. It's so nice to see you. There's so many people here that apparently I've talked to and that I should recognize, but it is just really nice to see you. Do you like my dress?
Your dress looks magnificent. You are stunning tonight, and I hope that you feel stunning tonight. You have never looked so radiant.
Oh, Steve.
Speaking of people that you've met or that you should meet, I have someone to introduce you to. This is my friend, Riot.
Pleasure to make your acquaintance. It's Cake, is it?
Cake, yeah. Short for Caitlin. Riot, I follow you on Pip. It's so funny to see you here. I think we've probably been in the same room, but to actually meet. Wow.
Absolutely.
This is something else.
I do know your face. I feel like we've met in some circumstance or another, but it's so good to officially make your acquaintance. I love your dress.
Thank you. Are you still living in Aqua Catch?
You know, wasn't really living there, but my time there has come to a close. How about you? Listen, I don't meet too many people that I feel like I can really hit it off with, and I'm feeling a connect. Do you want to have a drink? Do you want to sit down?
Sure. Are you sure you weren't living in Aqua Catch? Because I remember the posts about you being there, and it seemed like you were living there. That's what I remember.
A whirlwind romance, Cake. What can I say?
She took the breakup with Aqualung very hard and just needed to go.
Yeah.
Who?
It's names don't matter. Yeah. God damn it.
Celestine just winks at Riot.
I, like, nudge Celestine.
Cake. Cake, I have no doubt that the two of you have much to discuss. Riot Cake is one of the most interesting individuals I have met since I've been here. You're Riot, and I have no doubt that the two of you will have much to discuss. Cake, I will make sure I come back and see you again, but I want to let you two get acquainted as I make the rounds.
Oh, I'd love some time. Do you have it?
Oh, sure. Jeez, everybody just wants a little piece of cake tonight, you know what I mean?
Finally!
Yes. Yes.
Man, deserved.
Oh. Sure, Riot, let's get a drink together. That sounds fun. I'm sure we have lots of things to discuss.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about citrus?
For a cocktail, absolutely. Let's do it. What's your favorite?
Whiskey sour with extra lemon.
Okay, great.
Oh my God.
I'm going to go up to the bar and be like,
extra sour.
Please, two whiskey sours. One, just one with extra lemon, please.
All right. I'll give Cake's hand a little squeeze and then I'll leave them to it.
The bartender, dressed in that similar, it seems like all the staff here are wearing a similar outfit. It's a very sharp looking, very fancy floral blouse that's like grounded with the black pants and a black apron around. The bartender serves you two whiskey sours. One looks pretty cloudy.
Ah, Cake, let's take a walk. I want to know all about you.
Oh, all about me? Not much to know once you get into it, I suppose. Let's see. I'm married to the Chief Constable Commissioner Sheriff of Pear Garden, and that's just a wild ride. And aside from that, I have a son, and he's just lovely. His name is Wellington, and he loves his video games and probably others stuff. I think he's doing really well in school. And other than that, I read a book occasionally. I really liked Margaret Atwood.
Cake, where'd you grow up?
I don't remember. Where did I say we grew up?
Well, she used to work at Risco Tech.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what Riot asked.
So like, oh, Troponeo?
Yeah, the Phantom Isles, it's kind of a funny place to grow up, you know. The sure has gotten a little bit more dangerous in recent times, but yeah, Phantom Isles.
Definitely. When did you move away?
Oh, I moved away once I started dating my husband. We moved here because he had a special job opportunity in the Diplos. Sort of came up from his connections at Risco Tech, if you can believe it.
So you're both at Risco Tech.
Well, I worked there, but he just frequented.
What did you do?
I served. It was a time when we were all wearing roller skates. It was fun.
That is so cool. Is that what you always wanted to do? Is that to be a mom and, you know, support a family? And
oh, sure. I mean, having a wonderful husband and just the most beautiful son. What more could I ask for? It is pretty nice to come to these fancy parties and, I would say I'm doing just fine with what I've got.
I could tell there's something else going on there, Cake. I don't know you very well, but, I say I'm a pretty good people person, and I think if anyone's going through anything, the only way forward is to talk about it, and I'm all ears if you want to get into it a little bit.
Oh, get into it? Well, I haven't been feeling so good the last couple of days. You know, I've been like almost like a little bit loopy, a little bit foggy, but I've just been like so laser focused on something. Do you ever get like that? Just so laser focused?
Absolutely.
I've just had someone on my mind more than I have in a long time, in a way that's hard to describe, I suppose.
Are you, this might be really forward, so I apologize. Are you happy with your husband?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
I can feel the passion.
I mean, have you met Beefs Impartial, my husband? He's very commanding.
For sure. I've heard his name. What made you drawn to him in the first place? When you first had that spark, when you first got together, when you first got married?
Oh, we used to have so much fun at Risco Tech. He was always there, and he was always, you know, bumping elbows with the people who were the most important people. And I think that's something that he really cared about, was, you know, fitting in. For me, I was just all about having a nice time with my friends, and we had a nice thing going there. But occasionally, Beefs and I would, you know, get out of Riscotech, get out of Troponeo Vega, just hit the fields of the Phantom Isles, and, you know, go and explore the water and, you know, the trees and each other.
Something tells me you don't do that stuff anymore.
Oh, no. Beefs is much too busy.
Well, I mean, it's a start that you're here as his plus one tonight.
No, not his plus one. I came as Steve's plus one. Have you met Steve?
I do know Steve. Very good friend of mine.
Nice guy.
Very nice. Cake, why aren't you your husband's plus one?
Oh, he had to beg for his spot here. That's what he told me. He couldn't get an extra spot on the list. And I understand.
Cake,
I normally don't like to...
Steve's wonderful, but he's not a high up person in the social echelon of, say, the Diplos. And he got a plus one.
Ooh. That's nice.
Are you getting together what I'm laying down?
Not at all.
It sounds like, unfortunately, your husband is avoiding you and leaving you out of the picture on purpose. And maybe that's part of why you can't stop thinking about somebody else, is because the person that's supposed to be there for you hasn't been.
Make a persuasion check.
With advantage.
Yeah, baby. 27.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Riot, if I didn't know better, I'd assume that you were, making some moves on me.
No, fair enough. I see where you thought that.
Oh,
listen,
man.
Nothing boils my blood more than seeing a nice person being taken advantage of. And sometimes the person taking advantage doesn't even know the harm that they're causing. Cake, again, we don't know each other very well, but...
Oh, but we could.
She reaches out and grabs your hand.
Oh my god, this is amazing.
Yes. I'll hold her hand and just be like, okay.
Let's come back to this.
Oh, yeah. My god.
And let's go over to Crater approaching Bon Bon.
No, please.
Oh, can't pay them not nearly as good as they were last year, Patricia. What do you think?
Oh, Bon Bon, I think it's just nice that we get to be here together. And I don't even remember the canapés from last year. Were they anything special?
I really miss boudoir finger biscuits canapés, but nobody's seen her since that awful affair at my own estate.
That's right. Ugh, we need to get her back on the payroll.
Immediately. Oh, well, look who it is. And he seems to watch you, so you notice you approaching.
Bon Bon, Patricia, it's been so long. How are you two?
Oh, my goodness. So much better now that you're here. And, of course, I remember your name so clearly.
Night
E4.
Night E4.
It is totally fine.
So good to see you.
I imagine you two meet so many people, I don't take any offense to it.
Well, it's just nice to see that there's someone of good taste at this event. You look absolutely scrumptious in that tie.
Oh. Delicious.
Is it too much?
No, not at all. Look at you.
You could come with 5 ties on and it still wouldn't be enough for me.
6 ties even.
6 ties even.
7.
8.
9.
Oh, you.
Patricia.
No, please tell me you two are performing at CGA this year.
Oh, no. Oh. Not this year, I'm afraid, but...
No.
Yes.
Oh, I was so looking forward to it. No.
Well, Bon Bon's a judge.
I am going to have my judge's hat on, so I can't compromise myself by also being a contestant.
We tried it 1 year. It didn't go well.
I just kept giving myself every prize.
Well, it'd be hard not to, right? I understand completely. Yes.
I knew you would, Knight. Ooh.
Can I have a little bit of a humble brag?
Oh, please.
Ooh. Yours truly might be backing up a band... potentially here at CJA's themselves.
Oh.
Oh my god. And he like gives you like a playful slap on the chest, like, you aren't. Are you? You aren't.
Are you?
I mean, I'm not allowed to say names.
Oh.
You know.
Boo.
But keep an eye out. It'll be a spectacle for sure. And I'm so glad, like, I'm so glad to run into you here, too. Like, it's such a small world. I feel like last time we saw each other, it was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
Sorry, I'm losing steam for the social aspect here.
Doesn't look like you're losing steam there, steam boy.
You're always a charmer, aren't you?
Oh, he is.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me one moment here. Crater's going to take out his pip real quick and look down at it like he got a message.
Wait. This is so real.
Damn. Oh, that sucks so much for me. God damn. Oh. Okay.
Oh, no.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Sorry. It's been a bidding war on this lake house up in the cold breaks. I just found out that I was lost. So I just didn't quite get the property. I've been trying to find a lake house forever now.
Oh, honey.
They're so hard to come by.
If you're after a lake house, you can't be looking at the cold breaks. Oh, miserable most of the year. Nasty weather.
Terrible. Unpleasant.
Is there any recommendations for a different area I should be looking at? Because that's the area that I'm familiar with the most.
Well, if you're looking for property, I could connect you with my realtor. I go through the same realtor for all of my lake houses.
You have lake houses yourself? I'm sorry, was that a stupid question to ask?
Oh, you're such a tease. Of course I have lake houses. Why, I'm drowning in them.
I'm sure they're just in, like, the most perfectly temperate climates in the Fifth Collide, too.
Oh, you know, we have different moods for different occasions. You know, if it's a getaway for myself and Patricia, we might go to, you know, the lake house near the Phantom Isles. And, well, if I'm going for business, we might go to the one in the Goodon Wilds and, you know, or the one near Wayaway. My goodness, it's, you know, it's whatever the mood strikes me, but it has to be in a remote but temperate corner of the Fifth Collider. Honestly, I'm so glad that this cold breaks lake house fell through.
Well, that's good to know. Hey, if you had a favorite of the bunch, just curious, maybe I'll focus in on that area, and then we can maybe be neighbors on a lake, go water skiing and whatnot.
A favorite? Well, what kind of parties are you looking to throw at this lake house? I'm assuming it's for parties.
Only the best, most drug-fueled, pretty people-type parties that you could imagine.
Well, I mean, they say the deep lows look the other way in Tropo Neo Vega, don't they? And that's all I have to say about
they
that.
They do.
Say no more.
Oh, Patricia, the things they've looked away from that me and Patricia have gotten up to would make you blush. It would make a man with 9 ties blush.
With 10 ties.
Oh, Patricia.
Oh, sorry. I got carried away.
They just get so carried away at parties.
I can't help it.
But if you're looking for somewhere to bring the kids, then Tropo Neo Vega. Sorry, are you a family man? I am.
You are. I've been trying, but no luck quite yet. Like, what's it like being a maker?
A maker?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that incorrect of me to say?
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, Knight, but I'm a human of flesh and blood.
Boy, is he.
Patricia.
Sorry, I got carried away.
Right, how silly of me.
Let's put a pin in this conversation and we'll come back. We'll come back to it. Crater.
It's going great.
You're doing so fucking bad at this.
You're doing so well.
It's perfect, Crater.
From where you all are standing, I think everybody in the venue hears a single voice that exclaims, "Oh, what the hell?" And you all look towards the front door and you see, well, it takes you a moment to realize who you're looking at as he walks in. His normal red specter robes have been replaced by a pair of brown leather pants, platform cowboy boots bespangled with crystals, a collared shirt, the buttons undone nearly halfway, and an absolutely absurdly massive cowboy hat, likewise bespangled. He greets those who approach him with a,
"Howdy, my child."
Uncle Edith has entered the building in a interesting getup. As he does, you see a few more people start to pile in. The party's getting more and more rapturous, and people are excited. It's almost CGA, and everybody has something to talk about with the next person. There's a bunch of faces here that you're starting to recognize. Eventually, Lux comes in, too, and keeps a pretty sharp eye on you, Riot.
A special phenomenon occurs in a city at the precipice of a grand celebration. The combined excitement of local and visitor alike creates an atmosphere rich with hopes, dreams, wonder, and barely contained passion, filling the city to the brim. And when the celebration begins, it bursts and overflows. For Paragarden, that bursting point is marked by our fireworks display, unrivaled on the Fifth Collide. From your view in Kaleidoscope, from behind the waterfall, you see it. The first firework goes screeching up from the CGA arena and all the way to the tip top of the waterfall before exploding into glittering text in the sky that reads 10. Then another rises and erupts, 9, and another, 8, 7, 6. And as it continues, you can hear the roar of thousands joining the roar of the waterfall coming from every tier of the city. Most people in the venue start to go outside to watch the end. And when the countdown reaches 1, hundreds of fireworks rise simultaneously, nearly eclipsing the waterfall itself as they shower Paragarden in a beautiful, twinkling canopy of pyrotechnics. Ad Chads and Vendabots can be heard across the city trumpeting the beginning of this year's CGA.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.